Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. This morning I want to share with you on the aspect of Jesus Christ being our Lord and Master. Think with me for a moment. When the Passover time came and Jesus, together with his disciples, went and shared the Passover meal together. And it was at that Passover meal, just before his death, that he washed his disciples' feet. It was an act of servanthood. It was an act of love and kindness to them. After he washed his disciples' feet, Jesus said something interesting to his disciples there. He says in John, the 13th chapter, verse 13, he says, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am." I'm going to stop with that verse there. And I want to pull out of that verse the fact that Jesus said, "Ye call me Master and Lord." What was he saying there? Well, the word master, the translation of that word master, carries the idea or the context of being a teacher or instructor. Today we would say schoolmaster. So Jesus' disciples, as they were with him and following him, he was teaching them, he was instructing them. Does Jesus teach us today as his children, as his disciples, as his followers? Does he teach us today? Yes, he does, through his Spirit. Jesus is still Master. He is also Lord, Lord and Master. The word Lord in that verse is translated from the meaning of being a ruler or owner. Jesus is not only our ruler, he is our owner. Remember yesterday we talked about Jesus being our Redeemer and Savior. He is our Redeemer because he paid the price to redeem us back to himself. And because he was our Redeemer and paid the price of his own blood to redeem us back to himself, he is Lord. He is our owner and ruler. We are bought back. The Apostle Paul made reference to that in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. He says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye have been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So Paul was asking them here, what? Don't you know that you're not your own? You've been bought with a price, and that price was the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So because he is our Redeemer and he has paid the price to buy us back, when he becomes our Savior and we accept his gift of salvation, he then becomes owner and ruler or Lord of our lives. Now let me hasten to say that as a ruler in our lives, where he is the one that is to be obeyed, he is the one that is to be followed, we no longer have an agenda of our own to follow. We follow his leading, his promptings, and what he wants for us. But let me hasten to say that Jesus is not a hard taskmaster. He is not up in heaven with a big stick just waiting for someone to mess up and then discipline them for it. No, that's not at all the picture of Christ, or what he is like, or who he is. In fact, Jesus himself said, in Matthew, the 11th chapter, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Those are the words of Jesus in Matthew, the 11th chapter. Jesus is not a hard taskmaster. In fact, he says that his yoke is easy, his burden is light. And as we yoke ourselves together with Christ and walk with him and journey with him in this life, we find that as we learn of him, he is meek and lowly in heart, and he does give rest to our souls. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. It is that way. So Jesus Christ, because we have been redeemed, and we have been bought with his blood, and as we accept that gift of salvation through faith, then Christ Jesus becomes our Lord, our Master, our ruler, our owner. And that's good. There's nothing bad about that at all. There's nothing wrong with that at all. We owe everything that we have to him because he paid the price for our redemption with his own blood. And again, he is not a hard taskmaster at all. He is very loving. He is gentle. He is meek. And his steadfast love is with us every day. Friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior, Redeemer, and Master of your life, you are missing out big time. Life is hard for you. And I'm not advocating that the Christian life is a life of ease and comfort. There are many trials, but oh my, the blessings that are there. The blessing in being yoked together with Christ is tremendous. If you haven't experienced that, I pray that you will. May God bless your day as you walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord and Master of your life. God bless you.